The Bible says that for 3 hours, the first 3 hours, at the hand of man, and no doubt influenced by the devil, Satan assailed thee. Man railed thee. But those first 3 hours was nothing in comparison to the next three. The Bible says that God darkened the earth. God shut man out. And in those 3 hours of darkness, dear friend, the Bible says that all of God's waves and all of God's billows towards sin, all of God's holy judgment towards sin was poured out. Poured out on my blessed Savior. And there, in that darkness, He alone paid the price. A holy and righteous God, whose eyes are so holy, He cannot look upon sin. And we hear the Lord Jesus saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why was He forsaken by a holy and a righteous God? So that you and I could be received. So that you and I could know what it is to have life. So that you and I would know what it is to be loved beyond measure. So that you and I could experience no fear. So that you and I could experience the joy that comes with knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. A soldier comes by. And the Bible says the soldier takes a spear and he thrusts it into his side. And no doubt that spear went up and hit the sack that covers the heart and penetrated there. And the Bible says that out of the side flowed blood and water. I don't know if you've ever given that much thought, but blood and water. The Bible says that it's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The Bible says if you confess your sin, He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Don't you want to be cleansed tonight? It's the blood of Jesus at Calvary, the greatest battle that ever was fought and won. The very deciding moment. Blood came out of His side, and the Bible says when that soldier pierced His side, that out of His side flowed blood and water. The blood cleans us from the eyes of a holy and righteous God. Judicially, we are cleansed before God. But listen, there's something else. It says water came out as well. Why water, blood and water? Because one reminds us that we're judicially cleansed. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. God says, when I see the blood, I will pass over. No judgment would fall upon you when I see the blood. But the water reminds us that morally, we are cleansed before God. Morally, now we're fit. We're not only judicially, but morally, we can live a life to the glory of God because of what Jesus Christ has done upon the cross. What amazing love. What amazing grace. What mercy. Mercy there was free at Calvary. Oh, dear friend. What a thing for us to contemplate tonight. And so we have it that they take Him off the cross then. And the Lord Jesus, before they take Him off the cross, after the soldier had speared Him with that spear, thrusted it into His side, the Lord Jesus then would lift Himself up and He would say, "It is finished." Finished. Oh, it's good to be finished with something, isn't it? The Lord Jesus said, the work that I've come to do, it is finished. There's nothing needs to be done again. It's done. It's complete. It's done in totality is the meaning of the word there. How wonderful that we would look at Calvary and we would see that it's finished. That the promise made in Genesis 3:15, that He will crush your head, it is finished. The victory's been won. He has destroyed him who has the power over death. That word destroyed does not mean that He would annihilate. That word means that he would annul his power. And when you're in the good of what Jesus did at Calvary, when you're in the good of that, it causes Satan's power in your life to be rendered useless. That's what that verse means in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. And so the Lord Jesus could declare, "It is finished." And so in your life today, there's victory because of this. And how wonderful that we can be reminded of this. Look back, if you would, then, Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. And we'll close with just these few thoughts. In Colossians chapter 1, he says, verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Listen to this. He has, past tense, delivered us from the power of darkness, from that the jurisdiction, from the domain, from the kingdom. We've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. And it says that he has conveyed us into the kingdom, into the domain, into the jurisdiction of the kingdom of the Son of his love. That's our position in Christ. Isn't that wonderful? If you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, that's how the work at Calvary has affected you. And so we're here. And we're going to be taking up the subject of victory, spiritual, facing our giants for spiritual victories in our life. But we have to start tonight with the greatest victory that's ever been won, because everything else comes from that victory, as we'll see tomorrow morning. But how wonderful. There's one last verse I need to show you. And that's in Romans chapter 16. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'm here to tell you that you're on the side that wins. Can I tell you a secret? I read the last chapter of the book, and we win. We win. We're on the winning side. Listen to what this verse says. Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16. I don't know if you're ready for this. Listen to what it says. Verse 20. He says, "And the God of peace, the God of peace, will crush Satan under your feet." Under your feet. The God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. That's the victory. Not because of anything we've done, but because of what Jesus Christ has done. We've been brought into the good of that victory. And listen, we're going to see this week, but I've got to say this. I keep saying this week. I'm not going to keep you any longer than the weekend, I promise. But listen, the Christian doesn't fight for victory. The Christian fights from victory, from the victory that Jesus Christ has won at Calvary. That's the place we fight from, not for, from. And what this verse tells us is that the God of peace, listen, you know what happened when the Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross? We who were at enmity with God now have been brought into peace with God. And the peace of God can flood our hearts and our souls. And we can have that peace, having peace with God, having been justified, Romans 5 says, having been justified, we have peace with God. We've been brought into this grace in which we stand, and now we have peace with God. How wonderful. And now, because we've been brought into peace with God, no more enmity. That enmity's been taken out of the way, and we've been reconciled to God. We've been declared by God righteousness. Christ's righteousness, we're seen in the good of his righteousness. And what the Bible says is that God sees us through the finished work of Jesus Christ. That's how he looks at every one of us, blood-bought saints of God. Those of us that have been conveyed from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son of his love.